We all want to be happier, but how do we get there? First, we start by realizing happiness is not a destination. Being happy consists of micro action steps every single day. I'm your host, Brittany King, and I'm here to guide you along the way.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the Positively Real podcast. I'm your host and your coach, Brittany King, and I got another quick little episode for you today. Something that comes up a lot, especially when I meet with clients for the first time, or I have a consult with a client, and I notice this common thread. And so I wanted to record a podcast episode about it just in case that you have said this before, because I have clients come to me all the time, or potential clients, and they, when I ask them what they perceive as the problem to why they aren't able to reach their goals or make the changes in their life, you know what they tell me? They tell me they have a motivation problem. And then sometimes they tell me that they have a commitment problem. And all of that is not true. That's what I tell them. I'm like, listen, you do not have a motivation problem. You are not lazy. It crushes my heart when I meet with someone and they think that they're lazy. They're like, I just can't do it. There's something wrong with me. And that thought is a core wound, something that has been created from an experience in the past, and then experience after that become evidence to support that this is true, that there's like, I have a hard time getting motivated. But here is what I tell them, and this is what I want to share with you today, because if you started out the year hot, you're not super motivated, you got rocket fuel under your tush, and now you're not feeling the motivation, it's not because anything is wrong with you. If you see the people on Instagram posting, you know, their early workouts and their routines and stuff, and you're comparing yourself to them, just stop. Just stop. You do not get the whole picture. You have no idea what they're doing. And comparing yourself to them is just making you feel worse. But this is what I tell my clients and the people that I have consults with that typically do become my clients. You don't have a motivation problem. The problem that you're facing, not having motivation, is not a problem at all. Because when we depend on motivation alone, that is a tall order. Because if you've been listening to the podcast, and then in case you're new to the podcast, just a quick refresher, your motivation comes from your thinking. And your thinking is about the circumstances in your life. And those circumstances, if you set a goal, that's a circumstance. It's now something that's neutral. It is what it is. And your thoughts about it determine how you feel about it. And your feelings drive your actions or inactions. But the thing is, if you think you lack motivation, you're just not thinking thoughts that make you feel motivated. But that might not be what you need to feel in order to take action, because the emotions are what fuel us. And motivation is great. It's quick. It's like, it gets us going. It gets us started. But is that what keeps us going? Absolutely not. Motivation is like a catalyst. It lights the fire. But in order to continue to be motivated, you got to think motivating thoughts all the time. And listen, that is hard. Even as someone that gets really excited about things, I don't feel motivated all the time. Sometimes when I wake up, I don't feel motivated to go work out. I don't feel motivated to do my morning practice and meditate and do breath work. I don't feel motivated all the time. The motivation is like kind of this quick hit of energy. And then after that, what people are left with and what they're really depending on is like willpower. And willpower to me is like white knuckling your way through your life. It's exhausting. And that's why people get burnt out. They literally are willing themselves to get things done. They develop a very strict regimented mindset that does not leave room for flexibility and also doesn't leave room for mistakes. And that actually sets us up for failure. And so it's not a motivation problem. And I also don't like using the word problem. It's not a problem at all that you don't feel motivated. There are so many other factors that can play into how you're feeling about your goals. There just are, and they're not all within your control. They, especially if you're female, and I'd say most people listening to this podcast are my gals, my girlies. You know, we have different cycles. Our hormones affect how we feel. Two weeks a month, we're feeling like on top of the world. And 2 weeks a month, we are feeling like we want to curl in a little ball and hide. And that's normal. That's exactly how we're designed. We're designed to have these different cycles and flows. So to think that we need to be motivated through all of those times is just really unrealistic. And it just sets a terrible precedent and expectation for ourselves. So what do you need instead? What is the solution for the lack of motivation that you're feeling? And the first thing that I recommend doing is validating that you don't feel motivated. Like just taking a moment to be like, I just don't feel motivated. I don't feel inspired. I don't want to do anything. And just meet yourself there. You shaming yourself or forcing yourself or beating yourself up or criticizing yourself for not being motivated because the other person you saw on Instagram is super motivated does more harm than good. So that's the first thing that I offer my clients is to meet yourself where you're at and just acknowledge that it's okay that you're not feeling motivated. And then you want to get curious. Why were you motivated at the beginning of the year and why aren't you right now? Did you set yourself up for success? Did you make a realistic plan that is sustainable, that also incorporates your well-being and your self-care? Like, can you look at the past couple months and observe it and look at it in a non-judgmental way and just get really curious about what's different about now versus the beginning of the year? And just being able to do that will give you the awareness to help you decide what's the next step moving forward. So if you are constantly, like if you started the year out hot and you felt this spark, but then you kept fueling it with kind of stress and pressure and hustle, it's really hard to stay motivated when your body is in that state because now you're running on stress hormones and cortisol and adrenaline. And you can do that for a little bit, but over time, it's like a slow descent that you have less and less energy and less motivation to do the things that you were set your heart out to do. So meeting yourself where you're at, evaluating where you're at, getting really curious without any judgment. And if you're judging yourself, it's pointless. Don't move forward. Don't pass go. Come back when you're in a calm, grounded state, when you can look at yourself and where you're at from a place of compassion versus a place of judgment. So if you find that you're not feeling motivated, chances are the thoughts that you're thinking are not generating motivation. But then the next step is getting clear on what emotion would move you forward. Maybe it's motivation, but maybe it's more determination. Maybe it's courage. Maybe there's a lot of fear that's holding you back. Maybe you've been putting in a lot of work and now is the time to like step forward and be seen. And there's a lot of resistance and fear. Maybe you need courage. Maybe you need to feel trusting. Maybe you have to trust yourself that you can do it. I mean, there are so many different emotions that you could be feeling that will keep you moving forward that are not motivation or inspiration. You know, a lot of times we just stand there waiting to get a spark of inspiration and flow. And that's not really the case. You know, we need energy and we need that life force to keep us going. You know, motivation gets us started, but we need energy within our bodies to keep us moving forward. And the way that we do that is by continuously checking in with ourselves and filling our tank back up, filling our cup back up, because that's going to give us the proper energy and resource to move forward. But when you end up trying to do too much, too fast, too soon, you end up burning the candle at both ends. And that is exactly how we get burnt out towards a goal. We just hit the ground running. We go too hard. We don't make time for ourselves. We aren't prioritizing. And then it's just really hard to access any thoughts that actually will move us forward. So being able to, number one, regulate your nervous system multiple times a day. Like if you feel yourself getting stressed or overwhelmed, or you're feeling pressure towards this goal and you're not feeling motivated, to keep pushing is really counterproductive. The most productive thing you can do is take a little bit of time to yourself to regulate, to come back into balance. And when you do that, you're giving your system a moment to just reset, to recalibrate, to come back to equilibrium. And then once you're in that place, you become more flexible and more resilient to the highs and lows when it comes to reaching your goal. Like, we know that there's no easy way to reaching a goal. The reason why we set goals is to challenge us and to expand our capacity and help us become the next version of ourselves. And in no way, shape, or form is that supposed to be straightforward or easy. It's going to be hard and it's supposed to challenge you. But if you depend on motivation alone, it's not sustainable. It's just not a sustainable emotion. It's a quick hit. It gets you started, but can you sustain it? Absolutely not. So being able to incorporate mindfulness of just having those check-ins with yourself, being able to emotionally regulate and manage your emotions and the responses within your nervous system. And then once you do that, then you can reframe your thoughts. Because if you approach it just from trying to reframe your thoughts, that's where the willpower and white knuckle approach comes through. If you are dysregulated at all, or you are completely, you know, kind of more shut down and feeling like you just can't, you just don't have the energy to move forward, trying to access thoughts that you're trying to reframe into a more neutral or positive place isn't going to work, because you cut off the resource to your higher thinking, your cognitive function. When you're in that state, your body's trying to preserve resources, and it's not going to allow that energy flow to your higher thinking. But once you take some time and just recalibrate, that line of energy, creative energy, just goes right back, and then you can reframe your thoughts. So we really try to approach this from our mind. We try to think our way back into feeling motivated. We listen to videos. We listen to podcasts. We like do jumping jacks. We wake up early. We get in the cold plunge. And that stuff, the cold plunge and wake and moving your body can help, because it's really a body approach. But we try to do these external things to try to spark our motivation again, when really we just need to go internal. We need to create balance back in our body. And then you can go into reframing the thoughts that are stopping you from feeling not motivated. So when you think about it, it's like, how do you reframe those thoughts? Well, first you need to know what you're thinking. So you have to give yourself space, and you can't do it in your head. So it really helps if you write down, "I'm not feeling motivated because," and then your brain is going to just tell you all the reasons. Why aren't I feeling motivated? And it's going to give you all of the thoughts, and none of those thoughts are facts. They're just a story you're telling yourself. From there, then you can start to pick out the thoughts that you want to reframe. Some you can just realize that they're ridiculous, but the ones that kind of keep repeating themselves over and over again, those are the ones you want to extract and reframe. And so what does reframe mean? It means redirecting those thoughts to a place that is helpful. Most of your thoughts are negative. Most of your negative thoughts are unhelpful, and they're kind of harmful. They harm your growth and they harm your progress. And, you know, they are trying to keep you safe. They're trying to keep you the same, because that's familiar and safe. So recognize that, like, your thoughts are trying to do something kind for you, it's just coming off completely wrong. Just the delivery is all off, all off. So you really want to be able to take a beat. If you're not feeling motivated, there's nothing wrong with you. I'm going to repeat that 1,000 times. You are not broken. Just because Sally on Instagram is showing that she's crushing it does not mean there's anything wrong with you. So first you want to validate and meet yourself where you're at. Then I want you to just normalize it. Like, you are not the only person that's feeling that way. I can guarantee it. You're not the only person that's feeling that way. And then just pausing and doing something kind for yourself, taking your mind off what you think you're not motivated to do, and just go do something kind for yourself to start filling your cup up, to restore balance and equilibrium inside of your body. Get outside, get into nature, do breathing exercises, meditate, work out, move your body. There's, you know, so many different things you can do to get you back in your body. After you do that, then you can start going to the thought process. Then you can start reframing your thoughts. And the next step after that is reframe your goals. Maybe revise them. Maybe you need to adjust them and make them a little bit more realistic or achievable, or break them down into smaller steps. When you restore that balance within your body and have access to your higher thinking, it becomes a lot easier for you to break something down and realize that maybe, you know, how you were approaching it was just not sustainable, and what you learn from it, and then apply that lesson to how you want to move forward. Because that's just how it is. That's just a part of life. We're going to ebb and we're going to flow. We're going to have highs. We're going to have lows. And being able to understand yourself through that process is so important to your overall, I almost said wealth, but it is wealth. Well-being is your wealth, is overall health and well-being. Because when we are hustling for a goal, it's not necessarily because that goal is going to help us evolve. It's most likely because it's trying to make us prove ourselves, because we doubt ourselves and we think if we just reach this goal or we just do this thing, then I will be worthy, or then I will be enough, or then I will be deserving. But if you don't approach this from the body first, all of that effort will end up being futile. It just will, because it will never feel enough. It will never feel enough. So don't burn yourself out. You don't have a problem if you're not feeling motivated right now. You just might need to have a different approach, and you might need to have different emotions to help move you forward, but you can't just swap them out. You have to come back into balance so you can get a better view and scope of where you're at and make the necessary adjustments to move forward. Meet yourself where you're at, rebalance in your body, restore equilibrium in your body, then you can adjust your mindset, adjust your goals, and then choose new thoughts that will generate new emotions. Think about thoughts that make you feel courageous. Think about thoughts that make you feel determined. Like, use that as the fuel, because that's what's going to get you where you want to go. And not just where you want to go, it's going to help you sustain it for the long run. And it's going to help you make that change internally. That's what we want. We want to make the change internally. We don't want to do these things externally to validate ourselves. We want to make that all from within. So that's what I have for you today. This has been coming up a lot, so that's why I wanted to record an episode for you. I hope that you found this helpful. If you have any questions, you know the drill, send me a message. And if not, I'll see you next time. Remember to love yourself, own your happiness, and let your light shine, because you are so worthy of it. Until next time.